Blog Talk Radio.
Co-host Mailman, and that is, and we make up the Turn Up Tuesday family. Okay, well,
yeah, we do.
I would definitely like to say that our life coach would love to be here, but she is taking classes right now, and she will not be on the show until about 3 weeks, so we'll be in the middle of May before she returns, so we want to wish her luck with her classes. Okay, we have a great show for you guys. We have a great show for you guys tonight. Now, we will be discussing topics from, let me go ahead and let you know where these topics are coming from. Of course, www.lovesessions.com. What do you do when your partner have the wondering eye? What you think about that, Mia? Because I'm going to read.
Is that a big ordeal where if your partner has a wondering eye or not? Like, is it okay, like, if I always got my shades on. So, at the end of the day, if I'm looking, she don't know I'm looking, but, you know, I feel like if you have a wonder, I do got a wondering eye. So if I don't touch or none of that, if I don't pursue or anything like that, I feel like that's okay because, you know, there are celebrities out there right now that women lust over and celebrities out there that men lust over and they see them on the big screen and then they automatically assume, you know, that I marry her if I seen her, I do this if I seen her, I do this, I do that. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, you with your person. So what's wrong with that?
Well, okay, and I agree with you saying, but, you know, we're reading from, I have two different articles. One is a pro and one's a con. Now, like I said, the first article is from www.lovesessions.com, and the second one is from marriageemissions.com. And that article is basically, you know, Mel, you know, we're going to always have to do it, men against the women. So this one says how to stop your wondering eye, every man's battle. So it seems like it's more on the men than the women. Now, I'm guilty when I'm involved. I do look. I mean, but I agree with you saying look and don't touch. But one of these articles are basically stating that it's a respect thing. Now,
man, you can't control your eyes. Who can't control? Look, I tell you what, if you in a restaurant and you know what you want to eat, or particularly a buffet restaurant, let's say me and you go out to a buffet restaurant and we going down the line and we start seeing all this food, but when we walk in the restaurant, we already know what we want. You're like, man, I want me some fried chicken, I want me some cabbages, I want me something. So, you know, most restaurants that continue to have a buffet, they either have like Chinese food or they're going to either be soul food.
Okay.
With that being said, when we walk in the restaurant, we know before we went to this restaurant, we were like, we're going to go to a soul food buffet line. So when we go in the buffet line, I'm going to be like, ooh, I already know what I want to get when I get in here because I want fried chicken, I want cabbages, I want macaroni and cheese, I want black-eyed peas. But once you get in there,
you start seeing chicken nuggets, butter beans, beef chips and rice, Lay's cornbread, all of this other stuff. But you're looking at it, but, you know, why refrain from wanting to look at it? You feel
I
me?
Mean,
nah, you really don't feel me.
I do feel you. I do feel you. Let me go towards the article, of course, and then I'm going to go into what some of our followers actually posted as well. First, let me go to the article
okay.
and give you a little rundown on the first article. It's
okay.
no secret that we all encounter other people we find attractive, and we will look. It is only natural to look at someone who appeals to you, and there is no need to feel guilty about it, for it is in no way or no fashion being unfaithful or being disrespectful to your partner. But what if you have a partner who consistently checking other people out, which means like what you were saying. Is there such things as looking too much? Is it disrespectful, which is what the other article says. Is it disrespectful to you in your relationship? While finding other people attractive is normal and part of human nature, there is a way to go about it. And not to go about it. When a person is on his or her own, he or she can feel more free about looking at someone else without worrying about any feelings being hurt. But when one is with their partner, however, it could be a little bit disrespectful. So you should keep it discreet when you're checking someone else out. You know, a quick glance is harmless. But if a partner is checking someone out in a way or form to where it's looking like he really wants to undress that person with his eyes and you're smiling, that's very disrespectful. So, okay, how do you do it, Mia?
Okay. So if you my old lady and you watching my eyes trying to see if I'm undressing this person with my eyes, that shows me that you crazy. Don't be trying to watch what I'm watching. Don't be trying to watch what I'm watching. Because if you watching what I'm watching, that means that you're insecure. So don't come at me trying to make me seem like I'm the wrong person. Don't be trying to like, oh, you been watching her for 5 minutes. How you know I've been watching her for 5 minutes? You can't
but
watch
you know
me
what?
For 5 minutes.
Well, let me say, I disagree. Now, I disagree. Yeah, I disagree with that because everybody's not insecure, but I'm not going to be sitting at a table with you while you gaming somebody.
I ain't from the gay. Okay, listen, how you know I'm gazing at somebody?
I don't know.
Because when we get in the car, yeah, I saw you looking at the bitch over there. I'm like, well, don't worry about it. All I did was I was looking. And I feel like that's perfectly fine.
Well, let me read what one of our callers actually stated. All men have wondering eyes. I see her
excuse me. Hold on. Hold on. Why did you start it off with where all men have wondering
what,
eyes?
Because this
women,
is what the
y'all
this
protect, you go, see the thing about this thing here, women protect women. Women look more than women do more devious things than men right now to this day. They get away with cheating, they get away because men are so dumb and naive to the fact that women get away with all of this. It's time to put a stop to this, man. We finna go like Baltimore on them, man.
Okay. Well, you can go to Baltimore, it'll go down. I said you can go to Baltimore, me and Beatles die, because I'd be just like that boy mama who came and just showed. Do you hear me? I will show you.
She did good. You know, cause he was too young. He was a little funny. He wasn't making an impact on nothing. But she called him out she probably was in the store getting her some blunts or whatever. But he outside. He got a whole mask on.
Out there,
Lou.
Hold up. That's my son.
Who are
that?
That's my son. They're stealing. They chilling right now, though, because the National Guard. They cussing?
Yeah,
I was just saying. I saw it. the National Guard and everybody out there, because I don't want to get off topic, but at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying, it's a real serious topic
that really comes from
like what's going on in the nation right now.
That's right. We can touch on it, you know.
Exactly, you know, and then like people extend themselves to a certain extent where as if life is not given in gratitude.
Right.
Now let's say if a person get their life took out of gratitude or out of anything, any way, shape or form where it's not right. And you try to forget that, you try to forget that. No, this is my point of view. Like what's going on in Baltimore right now? To me, I actually seem like it's right to do. I tear that shit up. I actually would tear that shit up.
But you know what?
They have insured. They got insured. They got audit. No,
yeah, but let me tell you. But okay. I wouldn't tear up our neighborhood. Go ahead.
Well, no, I tell up our neighborhood because they got insurance and they got all this to do this. I'm gonna tear up everything. I'm tearing up paper plate. I'm tearing up ham sandwiches. I'm tearing up everything. I tear up. That's what I do.
So
you know, that's what I do. If I ain't got the firepower to blow up nothing, man, or none of that type of deal. I'm finna get out there and we finna connect with my people and we finna just cat. I'm finna start tearing shit up because it ain't right. And you know, not to make a joke on Baltimore or whatever. You know, you got Ray Lewis on there like, go home. Ray Lewis on there talking about go home. Nobody want to go home. You stabbed somebody.
Right.
Ray Lewis actually stabbed somebody. He got off of it because money made him do all of that. Money got Ray Lewis off. I know some people right now in jail right now doing aggravated assault charges for stabbing people. That ain't making a difference in the world right now. And if you can jump on a jet because the city of Baltimore behind you because you don't want a Super Bowl MVP a couple of times or whatever you done did before you retired or whatever, and they look up to you. If they look up to you because of that, man, they ain't looking at you up to you because as a stature of a person that made some type of impact on the city. You made an impact on the city because of sports. So if you up there right now, them folks struggling, man. Them folks mad. Them folks tired.
They mad as hell. They mad as hell in Baltimore.
Exactly. So it's okay if I want to burn down this stuff and steal the money out of the ATM machine when I bust it open. I wish I was there. I would have stole me a little piece out of there. I would have been like, hey, boy, hold on now. I got the knife to open it, you know. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's about politics and it's about life, and I feel like a new world order is about to try to come into effect, and we got to be ready for it. I didn't mean to say that on this show that we're talking about, but you know we can revert
back
but, to
you know, but
the
but
wondering
really
eye.
Right, but we definitely want to touch on that because I was going to kind of touch on that today anyway because I thought that was kind of cute how his mama came out, and actually me and my mama were discussing that
right.
too. How his mama came in and just gave it to him real quick and quick and fast. So, you know,
she was whipping. He was like, how you know who I'm here? He had the mask on.
Oh, look, because she was Lou. They look. She was like that Lou herself, and then she looked, hold on, where the man doing out
here? Now, she's like, nigga, you stole toothpaste? I know you don't brush your teeth.
That's what she be saying, because he ain't take that. He up there get finished shit. That's what she said. So, well, I know he ain't got no toothpaste in his hand, and we need all this shit beat in the house.
he was sending socks.
The joint that's coming out saying, we need nothing, we need no groceries, you ain't getting this silly, no ham hocks, but you the firm one in the pot, in the kitchen, time food, you keep cooking, you the firm one in the pot, you loaded the candy stuff.
You already suspended from school, nigga. You suspended from school.
The least you could have done was you stole so we could use.
Exactly. You just sat the old folk home on fire.
Yeah, you done did something stupid with all this good grocery store with all this good meat, and you ain't get no damn meat.
You get no meat? Nigga, you bust a door down, you went in there and got some Capri Suns. What?
And all them good steaks over there, the ribeyes?
What?
Man, he needs to get beat.
I'm talking
but he
about
got a mask on. He got his mask on.
Now you
got
to go to school.
That was the worst. That was the worst. That was the worst speech ever.
Right.
Nigga don't
right.
Even, niggas ain't even Yale World Star on that shit. Nigga like, what? Nigga ain't Yale.
Yeah,
what though? He gonna pop up on that. He gonna be later on once he get his story together. He gonna be able to go on there and tell them what happened, but he gonna still be
exactly.
Real lying to his homeboy. Like, boy, you let your mama, boy,
you let your mama beat you on Tuesday.
Yeah, man, you gotta beat on CNN, nigga.
You gotta beat on CNN.
What they do that in? What about no gang? It was your mama.
And your mama didn't have no edges. Your mama didn't have no edges.
Your mama didn't have no edges.
You should have been stealing edges, nigga.
Dude, you should have stole your mama a pack of hair. That's what she got mad about, nigga. You see how you beat the fly for right here? You ain't give me no damn pack of hair. You ain't give me no
20
inch. What the hell
are
you doing?
Oh, shit. Oh,
all right. Okay. We saw
okay,
we saw
okay,
y'all.
Okay,
we
yeah,
saw
We saw
cool.
But you know
we
how
we
it is. We definitely want
to
touch on world
stuff.
We had
a wondering mind.
Yes, we definitely had a wondering mind. But hey, that's what it's about. Okay, let's get back to our viewer. Basically, what she said is she see the woman a mile away, basically, and that she usually beat her dude to the punch, and she'll be like, "She's really pretty. I love those shoes. I love those shoes that she have on." And then she was like, "Her dude, he started looking confused." And he don't know how to act when she do that, because she's 100% secure about herself. So you know you can look all you want. So that was from one of our listeners. And
okay.
Then we have another.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay, from a listener. If she like, let's say you saying she was fine and she had on her little outfit or whatever and she was looking good, and I was in the shoes of the boyfriend.
Mm-hmm. But she already, but this is it, yeah, right. And, okay, so we together, and I'm like, hey, Mel, I'll be like, hey, baby, look at, oh, she's cute. I like those shoes she got on, you know, because she done spotted her a mile away. So, yeah, what do you do? What would you do in a situation like that if your chick was already, you already know she bad. But then your chick know that she bad, too, because I'm going to tell you something about a dude. Y'all don't never say another dude look deeper.
Who?
Hello.
One thing about me, I'm so thorough with it. If I'm with you, more than likely you tough anyway. So I ain't got to be worrying about if you ugly or not. You know what I'm saying? Like if you cute and you fine and you got your whole everything together, more than likely I'm prepared for all of this. So I'm not mad if another man grab your arm. I want niggas to do this.
But this is the thing.
I want niggas to do this. It's a respect thing between us. You know what I'm saying? She got to check him. You know what I'm saying? Because she chose to look provocative or whatever, however she want to handle it or whatever. And, you know, some niggas be drunk and they be drinking, you know.
Right,
and,
but basically
you know,
what she was saying was, basically what she's saying is she already spotted the girl first. Know that you already looking at her, but she kind of going to catch it. Going to let you know. She know you looking too, but you know she you know just let him know. Well, hey, you know just me telling you.
Okay.
Well, hey, Mel, I love those shoes she got on. That's a bad outfit. So what? And you know the girl bad already. How would you react How would you react if your woman or me or who you know? Well, if me and you was out and we're together, and I say that you know well, you're as your mate.
She say she.
Like
oh,
that.
you say you would say that before I say it.
Right. That's what she said.
I'd be like, hell yeah, shit. That's how I am. I might buy a drink, but we got to be secure about this situation. So
oh,
you
now,
know,
we
gotta sit
out about that drink. When you start talking about spending money, oh no.
Man,
oh, no.
A drink ain't really nothing. It's just like you doing your thing, you know, what you drinking.
Oh, hell no.
So
and I'm not. Yeah, I mean, you can look, but then you talking about bad dreams. Okay, well, let's go to the next.
I ain't touched. But yeah, wait, at the end of the day, I ain't touched, though.
Let's go to the next one. As long as your wondering hands don't follow, who cares? Nothing. There's nothing wrong with looking. Just don't be disrespectful. And I feel like with that damn drink, you don't need to buy nobody a drink. That's just me.
Okay, me buying her a drink is disrespectful.
Well, I mean, I don't think you need to buy no drink. But you, I don't think she need a drink. I mean, if she get a drink, somebody else can buy it for her.
But I mean, I'm such of a gentleman that, you know, so my gentlemanality takes over. Is that a word, gentlemanality?
And you know what? Let's take a female call. And if anybody else has any questions, please, and anybody else want to speak on this topic, please press 1 so we can see you. We'll definitely chime you in. And we'll definitely chime you in because I do need some female feedback on what he just said about buying that drink. I definitely need a woman. I need to hear this from a woman's perspective because
I would hope so.
I don't think he need to buy another woman. I mean, if I'm with him, you don't need to buy nobody no damn drink. You can buy me 2 drinks.
What you mean? I can walk up with you and we can be in the club chilling or whatever, and then, you know, like, if you walk up to the bar while we chilling or whatever and then you looking good, I'm like, hey, you want a drink? I don't expect for you to have to even pay for nothing. Like, it's just that. You walk up as a woman, so you deserve to be treated like a woman.
Okay, when you with your woman? Come on, let's take a caller. I'm taking a female caller. Teaser.
Right, take
Hi, how are you?
Hey, how you doing? You on the line? You ready to turn up?
Yes, because I want to know why you need to buy her a drink. I don't understand
Thank you.
Listen, who it is? Who this is?
My name is Teaser. I'm sorry.
Teaser. It's not the fact that I don't need to buy her a drink. It's just the fact of that she deserves a drink because she's a winner.
Okay, so she deserves a drink because she's bad. Okay, so are you with your woman while you buying this drink, or are you going to be by yourself?
Nah, my woman can be right there. I wouldn't disrespect my woman in no way, shape, or form. Is she there with me? More than likely, she would be like, hey, she's nice and cute or whatever. If I'm buying a drink and she is about the same time as me, let's say, all of us.
Okay, I get what you're saying now. I get it.
Time.
I'm cool with that.
That's okay.
But I'm thinking that you're saying that I'm going to buy her a drink because she's fine as hell and this bitch going to get this drink tonight. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's
no.
You know? Because it came up kind of disrespectful, you know what I'm saying? The way you know.
No.
Okay.
It'll be like if me and Olive walk to the bar at the same time. We at the bar, me being the only guy at the bar, and she might walk up with all, like, maybe 2 or 3 of her homegirls or whatever. And maybe it might just be her. And then, you know, my old lady right there or whatever. And I'm going to be like, hey, you know, I already knew my old lady want a drink because we've been together so long that I know what she want. And the girl next to her, if she's right there, I would offer to get her a drink or whatever. I don't see nothing wrong with that.
Okay, that's I don't see anything too much wrong with that either. As long as all of us right there, she just, you know, as long as y'all don't know each other and y'all ain't having no kind of side conversation or nothing like that.
No, my old lady in between us.
Okay.
So that's when insecurity strikes.
Okay,
insecurity would strike. I just heard a couple of mms.
That would be me. I'm not insecure, but I just know you.
Yes,
I don't want my dude. No, I'm not. No, I'm not. No.
So you don't want me to buy another woman a drink if we walk up to the bar together. That just shows how much of a nice guy I am.
Yeah, I wouldn't want you to do it,
like,
but if you just
so
said
cool.
it, I mean, it's nothing. I might pull out the money and pay for everything myself, you know, just
exactly.
so it won't be like you buying the drink. I'm paying
why
for it.
Why does she need
where
you
from?
To buy
where you from?
Drink,
where you from? Where you from, T?
Well, I live in Macon, but I'm from Sparta, Georgia.
Okay. How long you been down here?
For about 13 years, I guess.
13 years.
Yes.
Oh yeah, you don't came across a lot of bad shit, man.
You already tainted.
Like,
Macon, Georgia.
Okay, guys. Let me go back to the article. When a wondering eye becomes a real problem, checking other people out is usually harmless if done casually every now and then.
It's cool.
It can become a real problem when it is done consistently, though. If your partner is more occupied checking other people out and want to buy them drinks, it is like that.
You're going to throw that in now.
Other than focusing
you're
on
such
you.
A hater. You're such a hater, man.
You know what?
I ain't know me, man.
But it does say this. If your partner is more occupied checking out other people rather than focusing on his or her time with one another, admiring you, then it could be a sign that your partner is losing interest in the relationship and you
yes.
should start paying attention to other signs and behaviors. That
I agree. I agree with that
100%.
I agree.
Okay.
Because if we out eating dinner and I'm trying to talk to you and you just staring this other woman down, then it becomes disrespectful at that point.
And buying them drinks.
Right. The drink ain't nothing. The drink ain't nothing. You're trying to inflict that upon the guest. Inflict that upon the guest, man. You can't be doing that.
Oh,
yeah, I just want to get put in the wheelchair tonight. No, I believe you want to get put in the wheelchair.
That's fine.
I believe you.
Don't go to Baltimore.
Yeah, and a woman got to be interesting enough, you know, to keep their own man attention, too. You know, you can't be the same thing all the time.
Exactly.
You got to give him something to look at, too.
Okay.
Exactly.
Let's go here. Now, this is a question for you, man. Now, of course,
okay.
You know, this is to you. And then I'll get with our male caller. I'm going to ask him as well. But, peek this.
Mm-hmm.
What if we're together and you catch me looking at another man, and I'm just saying, and I got the wondering eye. I mean, what do you say? And I buy him.
I know, you can buy that nigga a drink. It ain't gonna make no difference. I know that nigga ain't finer than me. My confidence is like sky high, 100. I'm not an insecure type person. I'm so far from being insecure.
I'm gonna tell you like this right here.
Long as when we leave that club or wherever we at or whatever we at, you with me and whatever you did yourself, you finna do for me more than you did for him 3 times at a mouth. Because I like to eat. One thing about male, I like to eat. So if you buy him one drink, you finna buy me like a whole bunch of like I like Waffle House after I leave the club, so I'm gonna need like triple hash browns, some pork chops. I want the menu. So if you willing to pay for all of that, I don't care who you buy, who you associate with in the club, because I don't know who you know.
Yeah.
As far as out of work is or whatever, or as far as Facebook or any kind of social media, people walk up to you and they assume they know you. So I can't get mad if you was a stranger walk up to you and be like, hey, what's up? And then next thing you know, I want to fight you because, you know, you step into my girl, but little do I know, she don't even know you either. All she know is that he know you from Facebook. He liked a couple of your comments. He don't know you with me. He don't know you got a boyfriend. So
yeah.
I don't jump to a conclusion. You know what I'm saying? Assumptions make assholes out of people.
Yeah.
So I'm never the one
okay.
to assume. So
okay.
I'm way more respectable than that, and I'm way more secure to the extent where my security is so deep that it don't make a difference what you do.
Yep, because
okay.
you got to
you know
be secure because you got, because I know ain't nothing hitting like how I'm hitting, you know, ain't what I got, the other person
exactly.
ain't got, you know what I'm saying? So
exactly.
that's why
that
my man can look at whoever he want to look at. He can't get what he get from me somewhere else.
Okay. I'm trying to tell you.
Okay, well.
And you been making how long?
We have actually covered the article that was from www.lovesessions.com. Now we will go to the next article, which I'm just kind of touching points in some of these articles. I'm definitely not reading the whole article. Just certain points. But if you guys want to go back and look at some of these articles, I definitely would like for you all to. This one actually comes from marriagemissions.com, and this is how to stop your wondering eye, every man's battle. What do you do if you find someone attractive other than your spouse? If you find someone attractive, your first line of defense is a proper mindset, which is this attraction threatens everything I hold dear.
Pause right there.
I'm there.
Pause.
That sounds so
intense. Pause. First off, you are always going to find someone more attractive than your mate. But I mean, you know, at the end of the day, everybody ain't a good looker. You know, I've been with people that really went too good looking or whatever, but they had good personalities and, you know, they were cute in their baby picture. But that ain't got nothing to do with now. All I'm saying is, when you with somebody, you basically with them for them. You know what I'm saying? So if your eyes, like my thing is, like, when my eyes wander, when I see somebody, like if I see somebody more attractive than the person I'm with, my eyes will wander because, you know, God made it that way. You know what I'm saying? I can't stop what God wanted me to look at. You know, he made it for us to try to do that. We're supposed to reciprocate and we're supposed to be attracted to different types of stuff. I know it sounds kind of fucked up right now.
All that came out wrong as hell.
I ain't gonna be single. But all I'm saying is you're going to see somebody that's more attractive to you than the person you with, because it's always that. Because especially if you're used to that person. Let's say if I've been with you 5 or 6 years or whatever, and I see you every day. You shouldn't be able to
see beyond that person. You shouldn't be able to see beyond that person. Do you agree with me, Teaser? I feel like if you've been with someone, you shouldn't be. When I'm involved with somebody, I don't see beyond them. Mm-hmm.
What TJ? You don't hunt TJ up.
Teaser.
Hello, can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Okay,
I'm sorry.
You're
going to be changing your baby. What you doing?
No, I ain't doing nothing. I was talking. I was saying that I was on the fence because it's not always looks that attract a person to another person. You know, it could be something they see on that person. You know what I'm saying? They be like, damn, she got some pretty eyes, or damn, he got them bow legs, or damn, my wife got to be straight. You know? It could be, you know, it could be something else, you know, about the person. And on the other side, yes, you got to see beyond those years. You can't just keep getting used to the same person. You can't stay satisfied. You can't become content. You always got to see something better, or you got to do something better. You know, and people forget that a lot of people, they get in a relationship, they become content with where they're at, and it shouldn't be like that. You got to grow beyond where you are, because you're not supposed to love somebody the same way you loved them 5 years ago. You're supposed to love them more.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
So, T, this is what we get at. If you're out with somebody, well, you're out with your significant other, such as the one that you're not as infatuated with, and you see somebody that's very intriguing to you, is it okay to overlook? Like,
no.
I would say overlooking to me is more than a minute.
Okay. Well, no, you can't. If you, a quick glance is enough.
Oh, hold on, pause.
If you with me and I see you, if you know that I can see you looking, a quick glance is enough. But, you know, on the other hand, me, if I see somebody.
That's a woman.
Yeah,
that's a woman. That's a woman. A woman can look at you real quick and know exactly everything about you in every aspect. She can look at you like, poof. But a man so slow and retarded, we can just look at a woman and be like, boy, God, done it. Boy, that ass, boy, God. But you look at a man and be like, boy, you seen the dick print. You seen everything. A woman do.
Yeah,
I know
right.
this shit. I know
you're
this
right
shit.
About that,
no, like, but I'm trying to tell you. So you know, that's kind of a biased statement that you're trying to make.
No,
so,
I'm on the fence with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I won't, because I guess because I'm just different when it comes to all that kind of stuff, because I'm so insecure. I don't care if you sit in a room with 50 different women. I know the way that you're going to look at me is going to be different than the way you look at them.
Why?
Because you with me.
You fine.
Wait, you may be sitting in the room with them, but you with me.
What you just saying? Hold on, wait a minute.
No, you. No,
wait,
okay,
wait,
listen.
Look, I'm trying to be.
You in a room with 50 women, not having no sex
right.
or nothing like that. We just,
right.
you know,
in
a room, 50 women, everybody fine. You may be looking at all them women, but I'm with you. Me and you together. We already established that we together. So I'm going to be confident in every step I take. I don't give a damn if a bitch beside me looking better than Beyonce. I'm not
you're
worrying
right.
about how you looking at her, because it don't
you're
matter,
because right.
you with me. That's what I'm saying.
That's right. That's right.
I like your confidence. I like your confidence. What part of time you stay in?
You know what?
I'm just trying to figure. I'm trying to get a demographic of this type of shit, nigga.
I live off of Thomaston Road.
Oh,
what?
You started with the white people and stuff?
That's where I live.
Oh, okay.
Well,
all right.
You like Taki?
I love Taki.
Well, we definitely want to hear from a male perspective.
Right. Do we got any homeboys on here that want to come in? Cause it was a big mess on Facebook today.
Okay.
Facebook was out of time. It's a tranny that was on Facebook, and like all the niggas were like friends with the transvestite on Facebook. Which,
okay.
You know,
we do have a male that we would like to, you know, would you like for all of us to kind of chime in? How you want to do it tonight? Because, you know, we can throw another party.
Nah, we can't throw no more party. We're gonna leave it alone till later. They were too hyped up last week.
Now we're gonna keep it PG-13 tonight. But we will go ahead and add Flex on in, and we do have a gentleman here waiting. All right, Flex, what's going on?
What's
tonight?
Flex, what's going on tonight, y'all?
What's going
on? You ready to turn up with us? Yeah, we can hear
you. Oh yeah,
can you? Yeah, we can hear you.
Well. I mean, I look at it from this perspective. As men, how we truly define that word, we have to become content at some point in our life when we're with a woman. And, I mean, but the biggest thing about us, we're based off of eyesight, period, when it comes to what we like or what we want. So that's going to be a fight continuously to the day we die, period. And it just takes a woman that becomes secure and mature within herself to understand that's just my man and he's with me, period.
Exactly.
I mean it goes kind of both ways, but most men, like I say, this is our plight as men majority of the time. I mean, because with women, I mean, y'all some sneaky little motherfuckers, I ain't gonna lie. Y'all
right.
can take all of it in, like my man Mel said, and go right back home within the seclusion of your shower and get off on what you saw. You know,
right.
but, you know, mean, that's how y'all do y'all thing. Y'all sit there and will ridicule and talk trash and criticize us when you sitting up there looking at that favorite movie or that movie you wanted to go see, and you see old Ty Beckford or Shamar Moore or Morris Chestnut and go home, like I said.
Exactly. T know it. She got down Thomason Road. She got down Thomason Road, too.
Me?
Black men out there. There's a couple of black men out there, but there ain't no, black men out there, though.
I don't care. Do your thing, Mama, because it's only one flex. Do your thing.
It's right. That is right.
At the end of the day, it's one me.
I totally understand that. But again, like I said, now I'm okay with, just a little glance. Like I said, the first article. Now the second article, the woman, the female is pissed. You know, it's a problem.
She mad.
But again, because she does not like the fact, and she states in the article, she's not insecure. She's not. It's just the fact that she feels like it's a respect thing, okay, which leads back to, let me ask you, Flex, because Mel already answered in the way he answered. So let me hear your answer. So basically what you're saying, if we're out and about, and we're out for dinner, and I just sit here with you and just, I tell you, I'm just sitting there, and you said you cool with that, right?
Yeah, I'm fine with it.
I'm completely cool with it, but number one, because I'm a secure man.
Well, it has nothing to do with insecurity, though.
I'm gonna tell you like this: the only reason it had to do with being secure is because we are voyeuristic people by nature. You can't avoid being voyeuristic. So you're gonna see things that you want and things you're gonna want to do mentally before you even physically insinuate what's gonna happen. So if I see Halle Berry, I'm gonna be like, oh boy, I wanna do this and that to her and yada 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 yada.
Right.
That's natural. That's human. It's human nature.
Right. And
You avoid human nature.
And I understand that. Like you said, Shamar Moore. I look at him. I look at him like that. I look at Denzel like that. And he's old.
It's human nature.
I don't see this. Okay, this Joe Blow walking around. Yeah, I will probably. Okay, yeah, he handsome. But when I'm with you, I don't see beyond my mate. He might look all right, but I'm not just going to look at it. I wouldn't buy him no drink. I tell you that, but he won't get no damn drink. He ain't going to get
Let me
say,
T-Roy, what you laughing at, T? Don't be laughing.
I'm so crazy.
T-Roy, you're laughing.
Before we move further on the topic, I definitely want us to give a big shout out to who, Mel? We got to give a shout out to one man. Lonzo. Got to give Lonzo a shout out.
Last week, man. I came to realize that after Lonzo received a T-shirt, he tagged us on Facebook. And Alonzo ain't gay. Alonzo got a wife. And he like 6'4", he like 300 pounds. Shout out to Alonzo, man. He still can be gay, but he's just gonna be big gay.
No, you can't.
Shout out to Alonzo. He's one of my number one listeners. We definitely wanna give them a turn up Tuesday shout out. So let's go ahead with the top. I definitely want to kind of break in there and let Lonzo know, we think about him and Natasha.
Yeah, Lonzo cool, man. Lonzo all right with me, man.
Good people.
If y'all tuned in last week, man, Lonzo had a lot to say about.
He did.
Yeah, about what the topic last week?
Are you
it was
serious?
About some kind of it was melting rubbers or something. I knew it was something.
It was about waiting in a new relationship. Waiting.
What do you mean?
Yeah,
melting rubbers?
Yeah, it was waiting to have sex. Yeah.
And definitely, you guys go back and listen to some of our old shows. Like us, we have a guy working on our webpage.
Website.
So we definitely want you guys to be we definitely want you guys to be looking out for that too. But check out some of our old shows.
You definitely listen to our old shows.
Yeah, we got a lot of new
our old shows are like really cool.
Yeah, so definitely
like
listen to some of our old
shows. Like what's up?
No, I thought y'all said meth, like M-E-T-H.
Oh,
and
what?
Is that something like what?
What?
Exactly.
Bad.
Y'all got me straight.
Right.
Y'all got me straight.
Okay.
How old you is, T?
It,
I ain't going to tell you.
How old you is?
I'm old
anyway.
Enough.
Girl,
you better go on now. You better go on now, T.
What Carolyn gonna say?
Karen has guided me into being the perfect man, and I've been practicing what I preach, and therefore I'm monogamous, and yeah.
So you say you monogamous, and then I want you to answer this question.
I can look.
So you gonna buy a drink with a fine girl when your girl with you? You gonna buy a drink?
Yeah,
you gonna do that
every
time y'all go out?
Why not?
I ain't trying to leave with you. I ain't trying to go home with you.
What would you do? And I'm speaking to the guys. If you were in a relationship that I'm speaking on the second relationship, I really didn't go full into depth, but we're kind of talking about it anyway, so it kind of sums up what the other topic is about. What would you guys do if you had that woman that will give you, because this particular chick got a problem with it, so what would you do if you had a female that did have a problem with the one with your wandering eye? I mean, I speak on it for myself. I don't have a wandering eye, though, but...
I'm gonna let Flex handle that. I'm pretty sure he can accommodate that answer. You got to.
And I know he's gonna break it down. You know Flex is gonna break it down.
I'm gonna say this. as men, we gotta sit. And number one, that's why we call men. Women they're receivers. So we gotta set an example as far as giving them that security. No matter what you may say, it is insecurity to a certain extent as far as on a woman's end, because our job as your mate, as your man, is to constantly make sure that you're secure, whether it's at home, safe, whether it's your mental psyche, whether it's in that relationship. It's our job to make sure you feel secure in that relationship. So as the men, we have to take that on. That's why we call men. Like I say, if a woman go out, oh, he fine. As a man, they're just words to you. You already know how a woman, you throw a few words at a woman, she gets torn, so damn, she fine. What the hell you say? But we supposed to be able to take something like that. We supposed to be able to take something like that on. A couple of words, he fine. To me, oh, nigga, that, shit. Whatever, baby.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Wait a minute, shit, side.
You let her
I know what's going on with me.
You let her hell ball. But as men, like I say, we set the tone. We set the tone in that relationship because, number one, aren't we the leader? We set that tone and make her feel secure. You grow to a point as a man, so you become content with who you're with. And like it was said earlier, once you get to a certain point in that relationship, you see a bad chick with a big booty. But guess what? I got a bad chick with a booty, and she cooks, and she hold me down. And when I was broke, she took care of me. She made sure everything was cool. When I come home, she got my bath water ran. Those are the things you look past, look beyond when you're just looking at the superficial. I could give a damn about ever in my life fucking with Nicki Minaj.
I know that, right?
That's the most superficial motherfucker I've seen.
Pause. Hold on. Pause.
You take baths?
You take baths?
You take a shower, dog.
You know, you got you.
Mail.
You can't take
mail.
baths.
I take baths and I take a shower, male. Let me tell you why. I go out and I press weight. My muscles ache, and I work two jobs, and I go to the gym.
So you need to soak.
So my muscles, they ache.
Yeah.
I need to soak. Then I get out, stand up, and I take a shot.
I bet that look real good on you, Flex. Ooh.
Get what I do. I go out all day and try to be riding, feeling
hell. I don't even
then I get in the shower. You ain't got to worry about how good I look when I'm in. I ain't worrying about it. I'm not an athlete.
I know Flex.
Well, I got an athletic type body though, man. I'm 6'3", 220 pounds. You know.
Okay. Now I see why they call you Flex. I didn't know.
Exactly.
I thought you was just like Flex and like Flex.
It's a life.
Yeah, I ain't know.
When I
step out that shower, that bathtub, she got a reason. She got a reason to come and do her thing. She got a reason to. You got some men that jump out the shower and she just like, "Oh, you ready to get in the bed?" I'm gonna jump out the shower. She like, "Damn, look, I'm gonna do it just because you look so goddamn good." That's why.
I'm the one that get out the shower and be like, "Are we going to bed?" I be like, "Yeah."
Hold on. That's why women got to wonder right there because of me and want to go to bed every night.
What
you trying to say, T?
Hold on, wait a minute.
I don't know. I don't like to go straight to bed at night.
I like
to give a woman a reason to stay up late at night and go
to work. Exactly.
Okay, so let me ask you something, Flay. So when you get out there, when you get to taking that bath, you dry off in front of her.
Why did she sound like a baby then? She sounded so much like a baby. She's like, did you dry off in front of her?
Nobody wants to hear that. Did you dry off? You dry off in front of her, Flex?
I let her make videos and everything. You ain't making no video.
Okay. I can make it rain on you.
Okay,
I can throw some money on you.
I can do that too.
I can throw some money. Now, Fred, you wear two jaws, man. You be tired when you get out of work, man. I don't get tired.
Let me give you an understanding. I'm 35 years old, and I'm not ever 35 years old. I run circles around any 19-year-old kid. And it's a lifestyle. I'm not tired at all. I don't, as my boy Kevin Gates say, I don't get tired.
I know that right.
I'm 38.
Okay, guys.
I'm 38. I say it every week. I'm 38.
I'm talking about every week you say your age. But I do want to touch on we did have one more listener, and I do like to read everything that our listeners post. And this is biblically from one of our listeners, and she wants us to, this is pertaining to the topic, so I definitely want to read it because she is one of our listeners, and she told us to go to Ecclesiastic in the Bible 6:9, so of course you know I did.
Right.
And that says, because we definitely support all of our supporters. We definitely want you to know that we never overlook anything
I posted it before you get into that. I posted earlier. I posted Ecclesiastic 1-8.
Okay,
I posted
that
on my Facebook wall.
Excellent. Oh yeah, you did. You sure did. And it's in Ecclesiastic 6:9 does say, "Better is the sight of the eyes than the wandering of the desire. This is also vanity and vexation of spirit." So that comes from one of our listeners, and I definitely wanted her to know that we're going to actually address that as well. So there are different things in the Bible that actually covers our topic. If you want to look at it from a biblical state,
yes.
So, you know, I can adhere to those type things or whatever, you know. But the way the world is going right now, man, everything is fixated upon people's own gesture. You know what I'm saying? It's because of what people think. You know what I'm saying? It's what's on their mind. So none of that. A lot of things will slip your mind when you caught in the moment. A lot of things will slip your mind. So if I'm out with my old lady or whatever, if it's my wife and we out, and I happen to see somebody that's fine, I'm going to look, and I'm hoping that she probably would look too. It's okay. It's okay if she looks and be like, dang, she fine. She got a nice body. And we both can agree.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But now, if she look at a man and be like, he fine, I ain't going to agree. You know what I'm saying? I just ain't going to agree.
What are you
going to
say?
It's going to be. I'm gonna be like, man, I ain't spending that fuck, boy. Fuck that nigga, man. That nigga ain't doing what I'm doing, nigga. Fuck that nigga. What? Go on with that nigga then. That's how male gonna handle it.
How you gonna handle it? He must be gone.
Nick, he gonna go home and take a bath, man. He gonna... I'm a bathe body.
Yeah, unfazed. Flex is unbothered. He's definitely unbothered. So basically, to sum the topic is that you feel like it's okay. We do it. Like I said, we have some people that you can look and not touch. You know, it's okay to look but not touch. And then we also had some, you know, we had one viewer that states that, of course, she'll go ahead and tear her, point the chick out to her dude. Then, of course, we have mailman perspective of it.
My perspective is great, man. I don't know why you be tripping on me. I'm always right. Hey, T, you still online, T?
I'm still here listening to your Gemini analysis. You
know,
look,
you threw
that word out there earlier.
Don't worry about the word that I used, but you knew what I was. You felt it. You feeling it now. I don't know why you sitting up here. That's why you sitting on the phone.
I'm enjoying this.
You know, we.
You seeing me work my magic. You hungry tea?
I sure am. Pie.
You like waffle ice?
I'm right by. I'm just playing.
Nah, you on 70 Road. I ain't trying to come away like this.
See how he done changed up where you leave.
You pull up.
That was saying, look. A mess.
What you mean?
A
you
mess.
Hush, Nikki.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Huh. Ain't no mess, no nothing. We're going to give you a free T-shirt, too. What size T-shirt you wear?
Let me get a medium T-shirt.
No, I may need a large. My boobs are large.
Yeah,
oh,
large.
Well,
boobs are large. Y'all need to stop. I'm flirting.
It's innocent.
It is.
And that's what it's about. You know, we love to have a good time. That's what we call
it
on Tuesday, because we always crunk, we always turn up. So, Mia, go ahead and tell us about your business and if we want to buy some of that hair, which I need. Let's get it.
I don't know what you got, a little bit of bump going on. I don't know what you got going on now. You know, you sitting over there in the chair over there like you just like the queen of the world because you so fine now. I don't know.
You know what?
I don't know. You know, you ain't had your face beat. You know, women love it. I got my face beat. But yeah, you can catch me, man. I'm always available, man. You know, I've been selling hair for 4 years, and you can catch me at Exotic Plush Hair on Instagram. You can catch me at Miguel Mailman Esperanza on Facebook. You can catch me at Miguel Esperanza on Facebook. I have two pages. I have catch me on Twitter at Lacefront Killer, KILLA, and you know so forth, man. You know I hate bad weaves. So, you know, I'm here to save the day. You know what I'm saying? I'm here to save the day. And they got the new edge thing, man. You know what I'm saying? You can get rid of your, you can make sure you have edges by dealing with me. You know what I'm saying? I can work with you. I can show you how to graduate your edges from third grade to 10th grade.
Okay.
Well, we definitely thank everybody for tuning in. We thank you, Flat Teaser. We thank you for turning up with us tonight. And that's the end of our show. We got a great show for you. And now next week is Cinco de Mayo. So we need to see what we be out
what?
On.
What?
Yes.
We
don't know about it. We don't know about Cinco de Mayo. So what we're going to try to see is we're going to see if we're going to be out on location next week. We're still going to have a show. But hopefully we'll see what we're going to do about Cinco de Mayo. Because I'm ready.
Right.
I'm ready for Cinco.
I'm going to go get some Wapa. I'm going to go get Wapa Hats, man. Plug Wapa Hats, man.
You know, I'm in the Mac town right now. You know, I'll be here today.
What?
But
nah, I ain't about to tell you. I'm trying to call where I'm at. Where you at?
Well, I know you ain't got about no drinking out there. I know that for a fact. And we thank everybody for your support and tuning in to the show. And we'll see you guys next. We'll talk to you guys next week. Have a good night.
Already, man. Turn up Tuesday, man. We in here.
All right. Now,
thank you, Tisha.
No, thank you, guys. Have a good night.
All right.
Appreciate
see you later.
Too, Flick.